Naar de expo's en de installaties op Playground kan je zowat op elk moment van de dag gaan kijken. De performances en live actions vinden meestal 's avonds plaats. Maar voor één voorstelling moet je 's nachts op pad. En dat is de performance Bed & Breakfast van de Duitse kunstenaar Heike Schmidt. Heike, welkom. I just explained how your performances happen at night. You put the audience to sleep. How do you do that?
I put them to sleep. Yeah, they are coming and they get some tea and they go to bed. And when everybody is in bed, we start to present and to lull them into their sleep, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
So we, this is Thilo Krieger and myself.
Yeah, and where do the people sleep? Do they sleep on the floor or...?
No, there are beds. And
so it's quite comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to say something more?
No.
Okay. And how many people sleep together?
We have 50 beds.
Uh-huh. And so this, your mission of the evening is to let everybody sleep after a few hours or...?
My mission, I don't know. Some people fall asleep very quickly after, I don't know, 4 or 5 songs. Yesterday it was like that, no?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And there are some lamps and we are playing lullabies and reading texts, poems, fairy tales, texts about sleep.
Yeah. And so yesterday you did your first performance in Leuven. Did everyone had a good night's sleep?
Oh, there are different feedbacks I got this morning. One person told me that he never sleeps that much, so he was not sleeping a lot, mm-hmm. but very well. That's what he said. And others told me that they slept well. What were you?
Yeah, I have the impression that the majority of the people was sleeping very good.
Okay, so they were quite enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yeah, and can we call it a performance, or how do we call this?
Of course it's a performance. What should it be, if not a performance?
I don't know, a theater play, or a music, a concert, or something?
I would say it's something in between performance, installation, concert. I mean, of course it's also a concert.
Art but action. So it's a very special kind of uh-huh. Activity. Yeah, it's one part is that we make really somehow it's like a concert,
yeah.
because we are presenting sleep songs and composition of mine and different mm-hmm. pieces and so.
Mm-hmm.
And another aspect is the experience to fall in sleep with the performance, with the music, with the atmosphere,
yeah.
to be together with so many people.
Yeah.
So it's...
And do you always make that kind of performances, or is it always an experience that you bring to the audience?
What does always means? Always with Bed and Breakfast, or always...
No, always in your work.
Mm.
I mean... every concert or every theater play is in a way an experience for the audience, because I mean it depends, every time it's depending on in what mood you are, how you slept, how your day was. I mean,
but the setting is a little different.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And I guess it's probably not up to us to name in what category we are,
yeah.
to put in. I mean,
yeah.
I really don't care about this, I guess.
Well, for us it's not important. This is your job. Yeah?
It's my job,
yeah,
to put a name
label.
On it.
Yes, to
label.
Label.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were talking about the songs. Do you compose them yourself?
No,
or?
No. Heike have selected very different songs of sleeping songs from different countries. I make arrangement and I have some composition of mine, cello composition, what I give to her between the sleeping songs.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. And the stories, they're written by yourself, or they're made in...
No, it's a collection of lullabies and also songs. Yeah, they are very small songs also from me and the compositions of Tilo. But there are lullabies from, for example, Beckett, Emily Dickinson, Leo Ferré, Thomas Brasch, Else Lasker Schüler. So there's really the subject is about, of course, sleep and the night.
Okay, you did the performance already in Brussels and in Ghent. Does the location has an influence on the performance?
I mean, we adapt every time a little bit to the to the frame, to the space, of course. Mm-hmm. So also to the frame, for example, in Ghent it was in a festival for children. It was a children music theater festival. So there we had more texts in Flemish, and we adapted a little bit.
Okay, and how was the reaction of the children? Is it a different reaction from
great.
Adults?
Great, they are absolutely great.
Yeah. Mm. We know. You prefer them?
No, not at all.
I was surprised how good it works with them.
Yeah.
I think the adults, it's something like the children, because I think some of the adults get perhaps the remember of his childhood and lullabies and sleeping histories and stories and something like this, but it was this reaction of the childs was very, very good and very...
They were really great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. They were so loud before we started. We were joking about it. What will we do if they have too much energy?
Sport activities or
something like
that.
That. So. And then we started, and they were so concentrated, looking at everything. They really were.
Or singing with us, very, very soft. But some child was singing.
And also they
Claire de la Lune or something like
that. During this song I didn't see that, and I didn't hear it that this child was singing, because I was singing it to a child lying in bed in front of me, and I could really see how he took it, everything for himself on his own.
Yes,
it was so great to see that, how he could take this, and his mother was watching him, and this was really great. This was this kind of at least three people having one story at the same time, plus Tilo, who was more in contact with the girl who was singing. It was a girl, no?
Yes,
with the girl who was singing. So it was a big story.
Yeah.
Just during one lullaby.
Yes.
Okay. And is there also a difference in the countries you bring?
Yeah, it depends. For example, we asked also people if they would share with us in the morning at breakfast their lullabies or what they were dreaming. Mm. And for example, we did it in Ljubljana, and they didn't know one lullaby, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I was singing one lullaby in Slovenian, but they didn't know a lullaby. They just knew stories. So I guess it's a question of generation there.
Yeah.
And in Ireland, where Bed and Breakfast started, they were singing for at least an hour in the morning to us. A lot of lullabies and told us stories and their dreams. So yeah, it depends.
So it's always a big surprise for the two of you too.
Yes.
Of course, it's great,
yeah.
Okay, looking forward to that. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you
very much. Ciao.